Marto, Michelle and Ed Cavalli.
The Triple M Grill Team.
Now it is tonight until Sunday. Selling fast, get yourself down there. Hello, Dave Hughes.
G'day, guys. It's great to be involved in the show again.
What a treat. Good. Adam Gilchrist and Dave Hughes in both, 1.5 hour
radio. Both real winners, no doubt about it.
Both
dynamic performers.
Both former winners of Bachelor of the Year.
Well, he should have been. Did he win it? He should have won it. What a lovely man.
He went high school sweetheart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, off the market early.
Where's your high school sweetheart now, Hughesy?
Well, she's regretting ignoring me, basically, all those years ago.
I can imagine.
Regretting not
getting on the Hughesy train early, hey?
Yeah, taking me out of the stalker category and putting me in the potential boyfriend category. Right.
It's such a fine line, my friend. All right, let's come back. More of that. Because you, my friend, these two don't believe in love, right? These two hate love. They hate freedom and love. That's the two things they hate, right?
I'm dubious about the Jeffrey Edelston proposal yesterday.
They're the ISIS of love, these two.
Yeah, can we just find out that, Hughesy, you were at the first Edelston wedding? Well, not the Leanne
not the
one. We've all forgotten
that.
No,
I wasn't born then.
What, yeah. The Bryn one?
I was at the Bryn one.
Ooh,
I was there, mate. I was front and centre.
Based on what friendship? With her or
come
him?
Come back and we'll find out.
Yeah. Exactly. Look at that. He calls his own teasers. What a pro.
He did.
The man sitting to our right, just Dave Hughes, in the house. He's in Brisbane for his Pointless Tour, going on at the 12th Night Theatre from now until Sunday. Get on board there because it's going to be a belter. But, Hughesy, we were just chatting before Blister in the Sun about how you were at the most recent Edelston wedding to the lovely Bryn. Now, was it the most romantic night you've ever been a part of?
It really was, and I feel now that they're divorced, I want my present back. Do you know what I mean?
What did you give them?
I can't remember. I think it might have been some money to charity, and I want that back.
Yes.
I want that charity.
You want that
goat back. I'm like, mate, sorry, young fella. You have to bring that back. I'm going to hand it on to the next.
Who are your friends with, Bryn or him?
I think both of them were friends with Melbourne at the time.
Yeah.
And look, it was a slight surprise to be invited to the wedding. I won't deny that. But, you know what?
Was it just you or your wife as well?
No, both of us, yeah. We got dressed up.
How many people there?
There was a lot of people there.
Was it that crowd?
A lot of people just looking around looking, why are we here? Pretty most people going, what are we doing here? It was like... But we sat near the front, and
she did
not look happy on wedding day. Can I say that? I'm going to tell you now.
Didn't.
Bryn on the wedding day looked really, really angry.
How can that be? Early.
Yeah, really early. I thought she was going to start throwing punches during the ceremony. So maybe subconsciously she knew that it wasn't right.
Hughesy, yeah. I can't believe it. You know what did? They do the bit where if anyone's got any reason why these two shouldn't be married, did they do that bit?
Yeah. I don't know if they did. I think
Don't give people the opportunity.
It might have been a Jewish ceremony. Was it a Jewish ceremony? I can't
remember. I think it was, because I think in Jewish ceremonies they always have a helicopter, which they had. I think that was...
What colour suit did he wear to his wedding?
It wasn't...
White, orange, red. He's got a red one that he runs around.
Yeah, it looks like he's put a suit through the wash and the colours have run, and then he just throws them on, you know? That's what it looks like with him, but... Amazing that
you reckon you'll get a run to this wedding?
I don't know.
Oh, you're a big chance. You are a huge chance.
I've been a great supporter of his love life. Yeah.
Mate, you could be best man here. You could be best man if you play your cards right.
Does Warnie get a run to these sort of things?
Oh, I think Warnie would be top of the list there. But Warnie would probably... Yeah. We would charge a fee, I think, to come.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And Jeffrey has... I know that he's given her a $4 million wedding ring, but that's going to probably come back, isn't it? He's having... There's issues financially with him, isn't there?
Overseas.
Yeah, well, Mick Gatto's been employed by Bryn Edelston
to
collect. There's many, facets.
I don't know how that birdcage operation works yesterday. You were saying Tiff was in that birdcage. Did she have an invite to one of the tents or something?
Yeah,
apparently Edelston didn't have an invite.
This raises questions that
the proposal may have been just so people invited him into their marquee.
Yeah, which is smart, if it was.
It's
a really good idea. Tiff and I tried that a couple of years ago. It didn't work out. We had to go and get married off-site.
Yeah.
But he certainly gets a lot of publicity, doesn't he? Between him and ISIS, who gets more publicity, do you think?
Who's more danger to Australia? That yellow suit.
See, now there's a web poll.
I don't think anyone's leaving this country to fight for Jeffrey.
See, Hughie, there's a web poll I want to see. Who gets more publicity? Tonight on The Project, we answer the big questions.
A DVD good. Coming out as well, by the way.
So. Oh, you have one here.
Can I say, I got to say this. No one can fill a little bit of a gap with a plug like Hughie, right?
Even when I see...
Hold on.
Pointless. Yeah, it's on DVD.
Don't say that. Theater.
I might give that to Jeffrey for the wedding.
That's a great idea.
I'll give it to someone from a developing nation.
Have you on his behalf.
Is it a download or a DVD? I don't know if they've got Blu-ray players in Bangladesh on the ground, Hughes. You may have to stump for a VHS, my friend. Oh, God. All right.
12th Night Theatre. You got any tickets left?
Yes, I do. Oh, yeah, especially tomorrow night. Thursday night.
Thursday.
This is live, isn't it?
We're doing... up Gilly for a free book.
Free book.
Come along, Marta. I'd love to have you there.
I regard that as an invite.
I wasn't going for that.
I'd be an honour. I had a few mates. Is that all right?
He's mates with Peter Hoare, Hughie. Don't invite Marta anywhere.
And you're wearing the T-shirt, the Triple M T-shirt. You are committed to the cause, aren't you?
In other words, you got to work and I didn't have a shirt. Yeah, righto.
All right.
Let him go now. Let's let him go.
He's still in the room.
Can I have a couple of tickets to give away?
Someone?
Oh, yeah.
133353 if you want to go and see the great
Mate,
man.
It's after 9 o'clock. You can't be getting people to ring now. We're supposed to be home.
Yeah, good point.
Oh, I lost all control, right. didn't I? I should have wound the show up.
How many tickets are there? Yeah, you're in
We're
charge.
Relying on you.
Righto. The Triple M Grill Team. Weekdays from 6 on Triple M.